Hello and welcome to Hey Art, What's Good? We are a podcast based in the north of England where we like to go around to cool art things and see what's good with them. My name is Alice.
And I'm Amy.
And you'll notice Amy's not Rosie.
I'm not.
So we're back for a sister episode.
Ooh, yeah.
Something we like to do in this podcast is to kind of talk about what's good with us as well as what's good with art. So Amy, what is good with you?
I am getting the keys to my new flat on Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
That is very good.
So excited. Moving to Gosforth. Ooh. Bit closer to town. We've got a yard. It's going to be great.
Bit posh, aren't you? From Tynemouth to Gosforth?
I mean, it's region centre. It's not that posh.
It's a bit of a downgrade then, is what you're saying.
Council tax band A.
Ooh, yeah. Amazing.
But everything I've dreamt of. It's going to be great.
High aspirations.
What about you? What's good with you?
Well, what's good with me is that weekend coming, and I guess the weekend that this episode goes out, probably, maybe, I have a friend coming, my university friend, who I haven't seen in a year and a half, we'll say. My friend Sam. Very excited, because last time I properly saw him, he lives in Preston. I went over there and had a very, very fun long weekend. She's going to come to Newcastle to have a fun weekend, so...
Oh, lovely.
Should be good. I love being a tour guide, because as I've discovered, I'm quite a good tour guide.
You are.
Nice. Perfect. Love being validated. Thank you. So now that we've got the pleasantries out the way, not that we're going on to anything less pleasant, but...
now the fun stuff's over. Now we mean business.
Who is fun? Don't know her. So what we're talking about in this week's episode, as you've probably gathered from the title, is we went to Projections again at Tyneside Cinema. We love those guys. It's if you didn't know what it was, Projections is kind of a program of like artist move and image events. Sometimes it's quite filmy, a lot of times it's really not filmy, and sometimes it's quite performative or like educational. And it's basically all of this cool, fun, exciting stuff in a cinema space, which is a really good use of the space rather than just seeing films. I obviously love seeing films, as I'm sure you do.
Oh yeah.
But you know, it's nice to do things that aren't that. And this was very much not any of that.
Oh no.
So what we're going to go see this time round is by a collective called Film Bee in the base of Newcastle called Visions of Collisions.
Love that.
And I think inexperienced, whilst being vague, is a good way to describe it.
Oh, an absolute experience. It was great. Because the only other Projections thing I went to was... I don't know what it was called.
Artist, but
it was
music, all the videos. Yeah, by Susie Green and Simon Bayliss.
Yes. So I expected something like that with a load of different videos. And then about, it was like 25 minutes in, I was like, oh, this is it just this one? And you were like, yeah.
So as it turns out, it was different again.
Oh, it was nothing like that at all, but it was also brilliant.
Well, Rosie's not here, as we've established, so she can't do Curation Corner. So Amy, would you like to kind of tell me what the space was like? Because I think the kind of physicality of what was there and what was happening was very, very important to the whole kind of event.
Yeah, I'll give it a bash. So obviously it was in a cinema and it was in the Electra Theatre. Yeah?
Yep.
Electra Theatre, which is like, I think it's the biggest one or one of the biggest.
It's quite big
in the Tyneside Cinema, which compared to last time we were in the smallest room.
Yeah, the gallery, I want to say. Tippy top floor. I think it's the gallery, yeah. It's quite, it was like three rows max.
Yeah, it was tiny, but this one was like huge. And you walk in and I remember like straight away being like, oh, right. Because it almost looked like a DJ set.
Yeah.
But right next to it was like a tea station. We could go and get a cup of tea.
Which was very nice.
Really nice.
We didn't get tea.
Didn't get tea because that's like, I mean, I guess it's part of the thing, but like you don't get a cup of tea in the cinema.
I was going to say, yeah, it's like, oh, maybe they have this left over from like
a coffee event
they've just had or something like that.
We had a coffee morning. We were like, probably something to do with that, you know? But no, so we had that. And then there was obviously like, there was like a table halfway up, which had, what was it? 4 16mm projection cameras.
Film projectors.
She knows. Just testing you for your uni stuff. Making sure you remembered it all in your noggin.
We did do a lot of 16mm film at uni.
Oh, you never shut up about it. And there was one 35mm one, which was nice to hear, because even just hearing, I've never, in my life, I mean, I probably have, but I don't remember seeing actual film in a cinema.
Mm-hmm.
if the harbour's been too long. So just the sound of like the whirring and the clicking was quite nice.
Because obviously it's all kind of confined to the projectionist's booth, so you wouldn't hear it. But yeah, exactly. It was like the first thing you noticed when you walked in, just the... It's such a nice whirring noise.
It was very satisfying.
I think I managed to get a video before like the whole event started of just all the projectors going, so I'll try and remember to put that on Instagram or something.
You have to now, you said it.
I'll...
On record.
Well... You say that.
If you don't, everyone's going to be so upset.
They probably will. You'll
be getting barrages of messages being like, Alice, I was waiting for the video and you didn't deliver.
I hate barrages of messages. Okay.
It's going to happen.
I'll have to post it then, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, so that was the layout of the room. And it kind of changed as the thing went on. So like as you're sitting there watching it, like it starts off as one thing, which was like a load of old car adverts.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. Even not even just that. The very first one was like... a cinema intro.
Oh, with the
it was
brand.
Like a brand going into like Kohl's and stuff, and then it goes and it's like a star and it's like that logo. And I was remember watching it, I was like, oh my god, I haven't seen that logo since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, cool. And I thought it was, I genuinely didn't realize it was part of the thing until like 2 minutes in, because I thought it was just like, oh, Tyneside's got to get their ad revenue somewhere, right?
Yeah, of course, from this like 15-year-old advert.
Well, I didn't register. I was just like, oh, maybe they're back in business. You know, the recession didn't hit them so hard. You know, they're back on track, really happy for them. Not the case, because it just proceeded with loads and loads of car adverts from like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there like, oh my god, I've seen this. Oh my god, I remember this.
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing. It was such nostalgia, which is like, I guess, for me, that's one of the things that I took home from this, was like, this was a nostalgic experience, even though I've never experienced anything like it before.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It was weird. But, and then as it's like probably like 5 minutes in or 10 minutes in, like you see these people like, and you're like, at first I was a bit like, oh god, they're getting in the way a bit. They're like sticking up these like signs in front of the screen, like in front of the projectors, so it's like on the screen, and like, so it's like obviously blocking off bits of what's being shown, and then they're putting over it like the smaller, like the 16 millimeter projections on it. So it's like one big cinema screen with those little screens on it of these people holding, and they were very, very still.
I was gonna say, like, these, like, the poles, I guess, that, like, the big bit of cord was attached to, like, must have went, it was, like, 8 feet tall. Oh, yeah. And then, like, I kind of turned around to say, where's that coming from? And this dude was just really stoically sitting there holding it. I was like, he was doing that for, like, 10
minutes.
Good
job, yeah, very, like, very still. Yeah, so it started playing loads of it, and I can't even describe the stuff. It was like, one was like a guy throwing garbage at a camera.
Oh yes, in a back garden, I think.
In a back garden, and then like there was like animations and stuff.
Yes, animations. It was just a whole mix of stuff.
Yeah, and it was like some music was going on over it, and it was really loud. Like, it was like, I could only describe the noise as chaos.
Yeah.
It was just not, I couldn't tell you what the sound was.
Yeah, it's just kind, like, you know, I think we've described it before in a past projections thing, but it's just kind of like yes, cinema, like noise and like digital just noise, where it's like, we've heard it before, but I can't really remember the kind of context, or like you couldn't say what it was. It's just that type of noise. And again, if I remember slash if I did actually get a video of just the noise bit, which I think I did, I'll put it on Instagram so you can have a listen, because it was bizarre.
Yeah, you can't describe it. It was mad. And it got really loud. It was like, oh my god, like, what's happening? And then the guy started talking, and I was like, oh, I think it took us a moment to realize that he was part of it. It wasn't just the film,
because he was actually standing like literally like three rows in front of us. But it was hard to see that he was actually talking into a microphone. I thought he was just like doing like,
I thought,
bits
just doing the noises and stuff. But yeah, I know he was part of it. So do you want to?
Yeah.
Talk more
about
that?
It was hard, one, to hear him sometimes because it was remarkably loud. But some of the things he was saying, I think, was quoting some kind of publication, which I have written down from the new... I've wrote down faction, but it might be function, but I've wrote down the new social faction of cinema. It was from Four Corners Cinema, which I think is a publication. Managed to find Four Corners Cinema Archive, but I couldn't find this particular one. So if find it, I'll put a link in the blog post. But one of the things he was talking about in this, and this one, to be fair, was a bit closer to the end. He talks about lots of other stuff throughout the entire kind of event. He was talking about the flexibility of a cinema space and how like it can be used to do something other than to watch a film. And this publication was from 1980, which I really love.
Right.
Obviously, it's not a new concept, doing something new in the cinema, but in light that it's like this collective and their kind of whole... practice is based around agonism, which I'll talk about in a second, but that's kind of Tyneside Cinema's raison d'etre. It's like they're sort of like they want to use a cinema space for something different, which is why we really, really enjoy it.
Love that.
So it was nice how that kind of tied in. But agonism, an interesting concept, which is one that I was reading about on the dialogue kind of information sheet that you got with the thingy. But it's like a kind of interview with a member of FilmBee, and they're just kind of talking about like their like what they are, what this piece was about, just kind of like theories and stuff. So agonism is, it's the idea of embracing and bringing about the conditions for the forceful clash of ideas, perspectives and viewpoints. And the whole kind of ideology behind that is that it's a very democratic way of doing something. It means that everyone's opinion can be heard and everyone's opinion can be kind of expressed and listened to and respected. And I think it's supposed to be like a driving force behind like democracy, like in politics and stuff. Obviously, it's not necessarily always the case.
No.
And FilmBee as a collective kind of work with this idea, this agonistic idea, because they all decide stuff kind of collectively, like in a consensus. However, that's not always the best way to get things done, because depending on like the arena, people can't get heard, or if everyone's heard and everyone has a different idea, you can't always come to a consensus. So it's one of those things where like depending on the arena or the circumstance, it's like great in practice, no, great in theory, not less so in practice. But yeah, it's just a super interesting kind of concept, and the whole kind of driving force behind this particular projections, like visions of collisions, is that it's like kind of a bit of an experiment where it's like how can one kind of more democratize the cinema space. So I think on one half is FilmBee. They're doing this whole thing. They're creating this performance, showing certain types of footage, whether it was filmed by then or found, like car adverts, for example, or like there was like footage of like a one of the tea brewer thing pouring out some tea, and it looked like their one, but I guess they all kind of look the same. So I don't know if they shot it or if they found footage of someone else doing that. But I guess that's kind of agonism on their part, and for the audience, they kind of wanting to change up expectations. So I imagine being able to get a cup of tea or coffee at the beginning is already trying to change how you might think the rest of your cinema experience might go.
Yeah, it throws you a bit.
Yeah, and then there's a particular turning point, 2/3, do you think, through the screen?
I'd say so, yeah.
Where they just turned off the main screen, set up a very DIY screen of like a white sheet on like the side of the room. It was like, you can all move seats if you want to. So then I think probably more than half of the audience just went and sat on the floor to watch this other screen. We didn't move because we didn't want to.
Yeah.
I like the comfy seat.
It was too comfortable.
It was about that choice, that the difference, that like the different kind of experience you could have, rather than just following the same like hegemonic expected practice of watching something in the cinema. And it was just really cool.
It was very interesting, yeah. Really enjoyed it. And there was one bit as well that was like, whoa, maybe it's not that like, whoa, but like as part of it, he was like brewing his big kettle that was like the big tea kettle. Mm-hmm. And he just put like a microphone in it.
Oh my God, I was like,
just listen to it boil and then pour it. It was very, very loud.
Yes, yes it was.
But yeah, it was just mad. It was just total madness. But again, with people participating, I wrote down here because I think it would be interesting to see this same piece but in different countries, because I think Brits are too introverted to be like,
yes,
yeah, I'm gonna get a cup of tea and I'm gonna sit on the floor if you're not directed to.
Yes, because I think he did say like when they introduced the second screen, he was like, oh, all feel free to move down so you can see the screen properly. Then after a while, when like two people went down, he was like, oh, is anyone else not going to come down there? Everyone's like, oh, yeah, okay, he's told her twice now, so we'll go. But
we're just too direction led. Like,
yeah,
it's like sheep mentality. We'll do it if other people are. But
well, I mean, it's like convention, I guess. Yeah. Like, we know what to do in cinema. You sit in your seat. Usually a seat where you're told to sit.
That's true. It did fuck up the whole world.
Oh my God, I know. Well, it was like when we first went in, actually, because obviously we'd only been in one projections thing in a room, which doesn't usually have seat numbers, I believe. But in this one, as soon as we kind of got there, he was like, all right, so what seats are we in? I was like, no, you just choose a seat.
Yeah, I was like, what?
So already he was like, whoa, breaking from convention.
Just out the window. Forget everything you thought you knew, guys. This is a new experience.
It was, and it was such an interesting one.
Really interesting. Really enjoyed it. would see again.
Yeah, and yeah, one thing I would love to know is, because Film B, as a collective, I haven't really said what they are, they kind of formed a few years ago, I want to say 5 years ago. Nope, that's a lie, 15 years ago. I knew there's a five in there, though. And their whole thing is basically, like, film and stuff, like, on film, development film, be able to screen it so that people can see it. And they've kind of hopped about from place to place, but I believe they've just found a permanent home at the Star and Shadow Cinema, and they're going to set up, like, a proper film lab and stuff. So I'd be very excited to check that out.
That'd be great. Love that.
But yeah, like, I would love to know if all the footage, obviously apart from the car commercials, because I feel like I know they didn't shoot that. I'd want to know if it was all stuff that they shot, or if it was all stuff that they found, or for the, like, how they kind of all brought it together.
Yeah.
Because some of the images were just like, what does it mean? Why is it here? It didn't really make too much sense, and I guess that's part of the point.
Right, yeah, I suppose. It was quite confusing, some of it. I was like,
yeah, some of it did flow quite well. So obviously it started with car adverts, and then it went in, like, a lot of the footage was looping because they must have only had like a few seconds of it, so they looped it around the reels. And from the really high-end car adverts, there was like the 16 mil footage of like a 70s race car crashing and kind of flipping over. And so I guess, like, the title Visions of Collisions, that kind of, you're like, oh yeah, okay,
sure. I get that, yeah.
So from that point, I was like, oh, it's gonna be all about cars.
Then, well, no, you know what, wasn't. I kind of get it now that I'm thinking about collisions, because everything else has had something to do with the collision. The guy throwing the stuff off the camera, that was a collision. Or the little animations were like stars crashing into other stars, or together, or into other things. Now I feel dumb.
No, don't. Well, that's what it's about. It's about talking through it, talking about the experience and kind of contextualizing it. That's what this podcast is for.
It's true.
So it's always nice when you have a realization when we record.
What do I always say? if you're not laughing, you're learning.
That's true. You do all say that. Trademark Amy Smith.
I can't claim that. Someone's definitely said that, but I've definitely stolen that from someone else. 100%.
Well, at least you're honest.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, in addition to that, there was another kind of segment, I guess, which I really quite enjoyed. It looked like 1950s, 1960s colour film footage of, there was like four on screen, and I think there was like two were the same and two others were the same.
Was this on the second screen that they put up?
No, I don't think so. I think it was on the big one. It was, there was a bunch of people running out of a cinema, which looks like,
oh yeah,
it was from, maybe it was a movie or something. So it was like, obviously 416 mil, it seemed like nice, like quite high quality. So I feel it was from some kind of like film or advert or whatever back in the day. And the other like repeated image was, it was like a, not quite a crash zoom, but like a zoom in on this lady's face, who again seemed kind of like 1950s in a cinema, but like she's like screaming. But obviously you can't hear that. And as like those were on screen, he was talking about the like the flexibility of a cinema space, and that kind of like fit into me, because him talking about like, oh, like you can do this different thing, kind of like take stock and take note of the conventions and the stuff that you used to, and maybe just don't do them or do something different or whatever. And then I kind of like to think of what's on screen being a reaction to that like revolutionary idea. It's like not following like the norm of going to the cinema. That's horrific. It's like it's worth screaming over and running out of the cinema. So I just thought it was quite a like a fun kind of comparison to make.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's good. I like that. Nice one.
It was super interesting. Something I really liked that he was talking about, and I don't know if at this point he was quoting from something or if it was just him speaking. He was just talking about like less so in the kind of overt expectations of going to the cinema, like being told where to sit, buying popcorn, staying quiet, all that kind of stuff. He was talking about kind of the more kind of cozy and intimate things, like sitting down and like touching elbows with the person next to you, or like your feet touch or just something like that. And I thought that was just a kind of cute take on what is expected at the cinema, because it always happens.
Oh yeah. And it's always like weirdly awkward.
Yeah. Because like, you can't help it because the seats are tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. That's weird. Happens on the metro a lot and I hate it.
Oh God.
But I hate everyone on the metro. It's not personal. I just...
It's just not a great place to be.
My dream is just an empty metro ride. It'd be amazing.
Ooh. I mean, it would be nice. Well, no such thing. What's the agonistic... like how could we develop that into the metro journey? How can we do
everyone gets an individual carriage? And you can share it if you want to, but you've got your own prerogative to have it to yourself. That would be great. That would be so expensive.
Oh,
and it wouldn't
absolutely
work. It would be a horrible system.
It simply wouldn't work.
Oh, it'd be awful. But in a dream world where everything works fine,
yeah,
I'd love that. It's like, it's like Uber rides. I just want them to be totally silent.
Oh my god, yeah. Well, sometimes, but sometimes I've had a really long day and I'm like, no, what, no, I need to talk to someone at the minute.
Nah, I can't relate. I want to have my headphones on and be on my phone.
Okay.
And then that's like 5-star ride.
Right, okay.
I would, that'd be my favourite Uber driver if they don't talk to us and don't expect us to talk to them.
That's fair enough.
I found that I sound like such a bitch. I'm not. I just don't like talking to strangers.
No, that's fair enough. Well, yeah. Do you know what it is? I've kind of really come to the realisation recently, like in the past few months, if not the past year, like I used to hate it. You know, if you'd be standing somewhere and someone would just talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
I have become the person that talks. So if there's like, I know.
Wow.
So if I'm
in the turntables.
How the turntables indeed.
I know. God, yeah, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I mean, I could, but I just wouldn't.
Yeah, no.
Unless I like dropped something or whatever.
Yeah, okay, fair
enough.
What,
do you like pat people on the shoulder and be like,
no, I wouldn't. Imagine it. Excuse me.
It's been a lovely day today. What are you doing?
No, like, who are you? Something that would make sense in the context of being there.
Oh, right. What you're buying? That's expensive.
Yeah, I couldn't afford that. Me.
What, you having for dinner? Is that a meal deal?
God, Alice, you're the worst.
That's so aggy. What an aggy approach.
Oh, okay, we're going to loop back to something
relevant.
Oh, God,
relevant. We derailed a lot. Sorry.
We did a bit. Thank you for sticking with us if you're still here. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about in this? Do you have any like particularly favourite moments or favourite clips or anything like that?
I don't know. I think the thing just as a whole was enjoyable. I don't have a specific moment. I think just as a whole, it all came together as one nice experience.
Yeah.
Just chaotic, but in a good way.
Yeah. It's nice. It's always nice to introduce a bit of chaos sometimes.
After like a long day at work where it's been a bit mundane, something like that, you're like, bloody
it
hell.
Does, yeah, and it makes you think.
Yeah. It's good. I enjoyed it. I think anyone else... I mean, is it still going?
It's
not still going. You can't see it.
Projections things are generally a one-off sort of dealie. However, if they are going to be based at the Star and Shadow, one would assume they'll maybe hold similar events in the future. So we can look out for that.
Film B. If they're about, go see them. They sound mint and they probably do a lot of other mint stuff. So I would recommend.
Yeah. I haven't actually given them proper Google, so I'll have to do that at some point. But yeah.
God, your research skills are lacking.
What am I like? Honestly.
Yikes. Take that off your CV.
I mean, it was on there, so we'll have to take it off now. Yeah. Terrible. But yeah, it was really fun. One thing I do have to mention, though, I think, is that, I mean, like several of the projections things, to really kind of get it, I have to sit with it for a bit. So today is Monday, the day we're recording. I went to go see this on Thursday last week. And I remember we both left the cinema and be like, that was weird.
Oh, yeah. I'd had no idea what to think when I left. I was like, I don't even have an opinion because it was just like a lot just gets thrown at you and you've got to just like, deal.
Yep, you do have to do that.
So you just process it. But yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed
it. I mean, it's always... I always find I kind of enjoy it a lot more in retrospect when I kind of had the time to have a think, maybe just like research it further, because obviously if you research something further, it one would assume that has kind of grabbed your attention in quite a good way.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I'm always like, you know, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. I mean, they were an experience.
Yes, an experience. It's always good. But yeah, I mean, as we've said it before, and we'll say it again, we really like the projections program. It's literally always something different every time.
Yeah.
And that's just nice. It's different and it's good to mix it up a little bit. And it's only £6 as well.
Not bad.
Or £4 if you've got a Tyneside card, like a young Tyneside card, or if you're a student, I think.
Nice.
I don't know. We get tickets for free, so I don't know. But...
Ooh, look at us flexing.
Oh, what was that, like, weird flex, but okay. So you don't have to pay the £4. Also, I mentioned it last time, if you do have a young Tyneside card, you can use it at, like, the concession stands.
Can you use it at the bar as well?
I need to check that, because the lady at the concession stand was like, oh, you can. Just, like, as soon as she said that, I was like, actually, I'm not too sure, you'll have to ask.
Tell you what, that's a hack, though. If you've got that and it doesn't work at the bar, just go upstairs to where the concession stands are and buy a beer and bring it down.
There we go. Cinema hack.
Maybe I'm destroying the cinema by this. I don't mean to.
Well,
they're like, oh, agonism, there's a loophole that people can't know.
Agonism.
Ah.
Dismantle the current structures. all that stuff.
Come on, guys, let's fuck it up.
But yeah, always enjoy it. We'd really recommend it. So we'll be excited to see what the next projections thing that we'll go see is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that probably wraps this up. There's probably tons more we could talk about. Really, you could probably write an essay on agonism in this in particular, but probably. We won't.
Yeah.
You'll have this 26 or so minutes of us talking about it instead. So there you go.
Enjoy.
A way we like to end these podcasts is to talk about something that I'm looking forward to doing. So what I'm looking forward to doing is checking out a show, exhibition, something or other, at the Bowes Museum.
Oh, yeah.
So on, like, it's a private show on the 10th, but from the 11th of October, there's this, I'm not exactly sure what it's called. I think it's called Untitled Number 10, and it's all, like, it's LGBTQ plus kind of art performances. And this one in particular is called Gentleman Josephine and Mr. Sappho, and it's all about like gender expression and like
nice.
Men acting as women, women acting as men. And it's Lady Kit who was doing like some of it, and they've invited us, and they're great. So I'm very excited to see what they do in this.
Hell yeah, I'll be going to that too.
Yes, and also I love the Bowes Museum, it's lush.
Have you been before?
Yeah, just once though.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's enjoy like it. If anyone who doesn't know what it is, it's in County Durham near Barnard Castle, and it's basically, it's like Josephine Bowes and her husband just built this entire massive building in the style of like a big old French chateau.
Yeah, well, she was French and she was from that'll Paris, and like he fell in love with her. I can't remember what his name was though. But yeah, and then they moved back to the UK, and he just built this massive French, like, I can't even call it a chateau, it's a mansion.
It's mahoosive.
For her, and they just decided to, like, I think they couldn't have kids. So they just, instead of, like, having a family, they just collected so much stuff from around the world and just filled this lovely, and then just decorated it, and it was beautiful, yeah. And it's amazing to visit. And it's, like, £14 for a ticket, but it lasts all year.
Yes, and you can get a combi ticket for lots of other, like, I think Durham-based heritage sites.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, one thing the Bowes Museum has, which is really cool, is like a 17th century silver swan automaton.
Oh, yeah.
Which runs for 30 seconds every day. So make sure you get there by like 11 o'clock to actually see it in
it's
action.
A two, I think, every time. It's always on a two.
Oh, is it? Well, either way. So it's,
I know
it
too well.
I've been there so much, like, oh, no. Three times.
And they've got a mint art gallery, like classic art gallery, which is my favourite kind of art.
Oh, you do like that.
I love it.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to checking out that. Excellent. What are you looking forward to, sis?
Well, when I get the keys to my house, I get to have my cat.
Yeah.
I've had a whole year. I know, my little baby boy, Rex. I've had a whole year where in the flat we've got, we can't have pets, and I'm not being bad in having them anyways because I'm a good tenant.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, future landlord.
Need that deposit back.
Need that deposit back. But the new one has agreed to let us have a cat.
Mm.
AKA my cat. So I get to bring him with me and have my little baby boy. And my boyfriend John's going to get so pushed out because I love this baby boy so much.
He is very cute. And he's like one of those very rare, overly affectionate cats. He's delightful.
He loves the cuddle.
Like, he'll straight up cuddle you back.
He's such a good boy. I can't wait.
Oh,
but yeah, well, that's good. What I'm looking forward to.
That's a very good thing to look forward to.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to keep up with what we're looking forward to and find out more about this exhibition and other exhibitions that we'll go see, you can check us out on Instagram and Twitter at HeyArtWhat'sGood. If you've got a recommendation or if you want to have a chat about some art, I always love responding to emails like that. You can send an email at heyartwhatsgood@gmail.com. Got a website where you can find out more information about the thing that we're talking about in each episode, like links and stuff. And also, like, I've started to put links for like things that we either recommend or like are looking forward to, like, or like relevant. So like, I'm not gonna put a link to Amy's cat, although I might put a picture on if you want.
Oh, do a little picture. But everyone loves cat photos, come on.
No, that's true, that is true. But yeah, all of the above. So thank you so much for having listened to this. Thank you, Game Projections, for inviting me along.
Thank you.
Until the next time. Bye.
Bye.